Factors affecting the coast. Coasts are very dynamic environments that have inputs of both sediment and losses of sediment. Indeed, they can be viewed as an open system as they receive sediment from outside of their locality. Coasts are in constant change, and numerous factors can affect our coast, such as 1. The type of wave hitting the coastline. Constructive waves have strong swash, the movement of wave up the beach, and weaker backwash, that's the movement of a wave and sediment down the beach towards the sea. This builds material up at the landward side of the beach. Destructive waves have weak swash and stronger backwash. This carries material away from the beach and can lead to gentle beach profiles or shapes. The second thing is rock type and structure of the coastline. Some rocks are stronger than others at resisting wave attack. Igneous rocks such as granite are much tougher than weak clays, which are easily eroded. Jointed rocks such as limestone and sandstone are susceptible to erosion, as waves can attack the joints and bedding planes in the rock. 3. The fetch and prevailing wind operating upon the wave. The fetch is the distance over which the wave has travelled. The longer the fetch, the bigger the waves and the more destruction caused. 4. The geomorphology or shape of the coast in front of the beach of a cliff. If a coastline shelves steeply in front of a cliff or a beach, waves can break directly on that beach, causing more damage. A gently sloping beach profile can result in waves breaking sooner and protection of that coastline. And the last factor is the climate of the area. Temperature and rainfall can affect which weathering processes occur at which coastlines.